Hello.
Hi, my name is Felicia, and I'm returning your call from customer care.
Customer care from what company?
We are a call center, ma'am. I see that you requested a return call. How can I help you?
Hold on. Let me get the paperwork. My husband was charged money for, boy, you're calling back late.
You need to call us back tomorrow?
No. I'd rather talk tonight. He's handing me the paperwork. My husband was charged on his charge card $99 a couple of different times, $60-something. And
what's your zip code?
53104.
And the first and last name on the account?
Stanley Ginter.
Okay, and verify your address for me.
21930 122nd Street, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104.
Thank you. Bear with me one moment while I pull that account for you.
Sure.
Yeah, I see the order was placed for the Intech blender. And it also looks like this account has been canceled out. It looks like you guys called back on October 27th and canceled the account. And they have
right.
also resent you the voucher.
No, they haven't sent anything to us, and they billed us again this month.
Okay, I don't show a charge for November, ma'am.
Yeah, it says.
The account was canceled out in October, and there has been no charge for November.
No, October he got charged.
Yes, you canceled in October. You didn't cancel until October the 27th, and your last bill was made on October the 23rd. So there has been no charge made since your cancellation.
Okay, well, on his charge card for October 23rd, it was $64.99.
Right, and he did not call and cancel until October the 27th, so that means that there should be no charges past October 27th. But he was billed 4 days before he called in and canceled the account. So, yes, you do have a charge for October 23rd. And that was your final billing cycle because you called and canceled 4 days later, which means that there'd be no transactions beyond October the 27th when you canceled it.
Right, but we were told that this would be canceled. TC021 was our number. And there was supposed to be, they were going to issue our credit for us through a gift card.
I don't show that. I see they sent you, they resent the voucher out, but they're, the company that you order from, they have a no refund policy. So I don't show that a refund. I'm looking at the note, and I can go ahead and place you on a brief hold and pull the recording, but it doesn't say anything about a refund being credited.
I have a cancellation number of T as in Thomas, C as in Charles, 021.
That's not a cancellation number, ma'am. Not for not for this company.
And
so maybe you talk with a different company.
Then she said there would be a gift card for $250 to take care of all these charges.
Okay, that's not our company.
This
so
is the company
like
you, ma'am. And we were told that they were going to cancel and reimburse these, and there's three charges on here.
Okay, so the number that you provided to me is not one of the confirmation numbers. And that gift card that you're inquiring about, we don't offer gift cards.
Well, you're telling us something that they're not that they didn't tell us.
Maybe
we
called a different company, ma'am.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. We called the same phone number that's right on the receipt on our charge cards.
Okay,
it's
I'm
going to
apologize. But I can place you on a brief hold and pull the recording, ma'am. Do you mind holding?
No, I don't mind holding.
Thank you.
Yep. Did you notice the theme park near Sheridan, Illinois? It's like right there on the property. Well, it says off property, but it's close. And we did not go to Fox River Resort before.
Okay, thank you so very much for holding for me.
No
So there
problem.
Was a call made on October the 27th. You called in to question the transaction. The agent
right.
explained the terms and conditions to you, and she went over
right.
the charge with you. She also advised that she would resend out the $125 voucher, but there was no conversation regarding a refund. So if you were told anything about a refund, it had to be in a different company that you may have ordered from. But with this company, there was no mention of a refund, and they did resend the voucher to your email.
There is no voucher, and the voucher said $250. There's 3 months of these charges.
Now she may have given you a voucher for the two charges of $125, the reason you're saying $250. But we don't offer, you mentioned earlier, a gift card. We don't carry a gift card. Were you meaning to say a voucher? We
I
don't offer gift cards.
I call it a gift card.
Okay, a voucher, it's not the same as a gift card.
Well, I don't know what this voucher is for.
It's to be used on the website. It's an online shopping discount website that you can use the voucher at.
Why are they doing this? Why are they charging this?
Because when your husband placed the order for the Intech blender, he signed up for it. When you place that order and do the survey, it advises you that you're also enrolling into a membership. So he had a membership that he did not cancel.
I never ordered a blender. What would I need a blender for?
I don't know.
I can give you the tracking number when it was delivered if you want the tracking number to contact your post office.
No. There was 2 blenders shipped here.
We only shipped out one.
No, I'm telling you what happened here. I don't know why it's involved with his credit at all. I got there was a thing that came. It said that I received a blender. It was just because I did a survey. Okay? I did a survey, and I received a blender. It says you received this blender. So I received a blender, I'm going to say a year ago, maybe longer than that. And then all of a sudden, out of absolutely no place, I received a second blender, and I don't even use the first blender because it's something you could plug into your car. It's got like a USB port on it. It's ridiculous. But anyway, it has nothing to do with anything. I did a survey over a year ago, and I received my blender, and I never received. I have nothing to do with my husband's account, nothing to do with it, because that's his working account. He has nothing to do with it. I don't even have his charge card. That's locked in our safe. I have nothing to do with that. So how does that happen?
Okay, so either you or your husband placed the order for the blender. You did the survey offer. And when you completed the survey, ma'am, you authorized to have the blender shipped out to you for $5.95. And that also enrolled you into the membership.
Mine was for shipping and handling.
Right. And
I,
you also enrolled into a membership when you completed the survey.
No. I've never, ever had a membership.
Well, ma'am, your account has been closed out, Ms. Cheryl. Is there anything else I can do for you regarding this closed account? It was closed out when you last called in, so this account is no longer active.
It has nothing. My husband uses this account every day of the week.
Okay, your account with my company that I'm calling, that you're calling in regards to, has been canceled. Not your card company. This account that you're calling in regards to was canceled when you last called in.
But she was supposed to credit these three.
No, ma'am. The company that you order from have a no return, no refund policy, Ms. Cheryl.
That's not what she told us.
The call that I just listened to, she offered to send you out the vouchers, and there was no mention of a refund.
There is nothing here. There's nothing.
Well, I can contact the corporate office and make sure that those get resent over to you, and check your spam email as well.
Check our spam email?
Check your spam email, yes, ma'am.
And what is this for now? Because I'm not
going
to sign up for a bunch of things to keep doing this over and over again. Are you kidding me? He doesn't even know why they say there's a blender there.
Okay, check your spam email for the voucher, ma'am, that has been resent to you, and I'll send it back over to the corporate office to make sure that it was sent over to you. Your email is gentle4@wi.rr.com.
That is correct.
Yes, I'll make sure that that gets resent to you, ma'am.
But, ma'am, what I'm saying is I received a blender under my charge card, which has nothing to do with my husband. That's his work card.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not sure which card was used, but I do know that order was placed and delivered to your address. So maybe your husband used your card. I'm not sure, Ms. Jenter.
He doesn't even have my card. I only have my card.
Okay, where the order was placed by Stanley. I see the order was placed by Stanley.
That's his work card. He's got nothing to do with that.
Well, that's the card that he used, ma'am. I can't control which card was used.
Ma'am,
I can only verify the card.
This is what his work pays for. His work has this account. This is his work. There's hotels on there, airplane flights on his. That's the only thing on that card. It's a work card.
Well, ma'am, that was the card that was used for the order.
That can't be. That cannot be.
Well, let me transfer you to the fraud department, ma'am, because this order was placed. This is a verifiable order. Please hold the line for me.
Sure. She said you placed it on your card. I have no clue. Why would you even ask for a blender? I have no idea. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. I don't even have your card. It's in the safe somewhere in there.
Continue holding.
Sure. Thank you.
Isn't that great?
I'm going to drop the balls down.
No one did. I dropped the ball.
Tell me.
We both graduated with accounting degrees. One got pregnant in the 20s. We agreed that she'd step back and get more hands on there. So both of them did, but then my career took over and I never. She should be tearing off the world.
Your call is being transferred now. Thanks for calling customer care.
Thank you.
Surprise her. You can't still carry
your key. Yeah. And Christmas.